It's the Kix Morning Crew with Sean and Dave, and we've got Christine Stinson, the executive director here at the Wayne County Health Department, on the line. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing wonderful. Now, I'm sure everyone was watching yesterday when Eric Holcomb came out and said, hey, look, these Orange counties, we got to keep this at 50 people or less for our social gatherings. And these red counties, we're going to keep it at 25 or less. Now, is this going to be effective, do you think, at slowing this spread?
I think anything that the governor does to help us out is welcome and will make a difference. You can notice the Wayne County numbers. Last week, we were at a 2.5, orange at a 2.5. This week, we're at orange still, but we're at a level 2, which means some of the measures that we put in place 2 weeks ago have had an effect on it. It didn't bring us down out of the orange, but we did see a reduction in our positivity rate. So any mitigation we can do is going to help us.
Now, just for the listeners out there, I do want to clarify, we had a question on our Facebook page, and I don't think there's such thing as a silly question, but someone wanted to know, what constitutes as a social gathering?
Well, just about anything that brings people together. Thanksgiving gatherings, Christmas gatherings, weddings, funerals, any kind of social event. It doesn't have to be sponsored by a government or an organization. We are asking that we severely limit our social engagement with each other. I've started talking about 2020 as the year of the family, and it's the year of the nuclear family. We need to really focus in on limiting how many people we're engaging in and who we let in that bubble. And it's not only for our protection, but it's the protection of other people. It's the protection of our elderly population, our vulnerable populations, and there are a lot of people that fit in that vulnerable population category.
So testing is still very important. What are our situations as far as testing facilities in the county? Have we expanded? Have we shrunk down the number of facilities and testing opportunities?
No, we still have quite a few testing. So there's private testing facilities like First Care. I think Lone Star now does testing. But then there's the two big ones that people know about, and that's the community testing site at Elder Beerman, and that's ran through the state health department through a grant to the local health department. We are assisted in our testing site with the National Guard because we are so overwhelmed with the people needing and wanting testing. I've seen a big shift in who is being tested. We always ask, why are you seeking a test today? And 3 weeks ago, there was a lot of curiosity. Well, I just want to know. I just, feel like I need to know, so I test regularly. We're now, the majority of people coming in have either described, I've been contacted, that I'm a close contact of a known positive, or they're symptomatic and are seeking testing for being symptomatic. That's a big change in what we were seeing just 3 weeks ago.
Now, Christine, I'm seeing the numbers roll in. I'm seeing the numbers getting larger. Reed Hospital, we're seeing the beds fill up. In your opinion, did we roll out to Phase 5 a little too quick? Should we have held back a little more?
Oh, I think so. But looking back doesn't do us any good. Looking forward does. And so we just need everyone to recommit to those principles that we know work. We know wearing a mask works. We know social separation works, so that physical distancing of 6 feet, if you do have to be in public, utilizing that, wearing the mask, staying home. I used to say stay home if you're sick, but so many people don't equate the symptoms of COVID-19 to being ill. So if you're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, don't go to work. Don't go out in public. Isolate yourself away from everybody, so we can stop the spread. Eric Holcomb spoke yesterday about bending that trajectory of cases that we have. And when we have such an explosion in cases, like we've seen in the past 3 weeks, bending that back down to get our numbers going down is going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. We need everybody doing their part. And that means businesses, whether you're open to the public or not, your employees should be wearing masks. You should limit your break rooms and don't allow people to congregate together in break rooms. At the health department, only one person is allowed in the break room at a time. We always have masks on when we're in common areas. I use my swabbers as an example. I've had the same swabbers since the beginning of this. and they have their shields on, they have their masks on, they wash their hands all of the time, and neither one of them have contracted COVID-19. Masking works if we all are wearing our masks and practicing these good, tried and true public health measures.
Now, anytime we get a little bit lax with some of these restrictions and say, okay, now we can move to this phase, now we can do that, do you think that creates maybe a false sense of security around the population and maybe even kind of adds to some of these numbers of people saying, hey, you know, everything's okay, we're getting more, right. We're getting more things back, you know, less restrictions. Do you think maybe in the future we might drag these restrictions out for a little bit longer if we keep getting this false sense of security?
I do. I think that, you know, the yin and the yangin of restrictions and relaxation causes frustration and the fatigue. If we know what it is and we know what the guidelines are, we can barrel through. But it's you know, when we are really tight and then we relax up and then we have to tighten back down, it's difficult for people to be like, oh, I've got to go back to that. So Governor Holcomb has put these in for the next month. I really wish that he would have thought through and just talked about this going to be how we're going to be until we have a widespread vaccination of this. Because the up and down, someone called me yesterday and said, but we're doing better. Last week we were at a 2.5 and this week we're at a 2. Well, yeah, we're doing better. It's because we put in restrictions. So why would we lift the restrictions? You know, when you put the restrictions in and you see that change, you see a positivity go down, that's not when you release the restrictions. You say restrictions work. You know, these measures work. Limiting how many people gather together work. You know, we've seen outbreaks at weddings, funerals, skating rinks, businesses, families, just about every aspect. Churches, you know, we've seen outbreaks in a lot of churches. It's just important that we all look at 2020 as a year that's going to be different than any other year that we've experienced. And Thanksgiving's going to look very different this year. And it should. It should be very small this year, very intimate. It will be, at my household, just my nuclear family. Just my household members will celebrate together. Now, the rest of my family, I have a very big family. We have planned a Zoom meeting at 1 p.m., and we'll all chime in there at our Zoom meeting, and we'll have our prayer, and then we'll break off, and each one of our families will enjoy Thanksgiving just as a nuclear family.
I think one other big part of this battle is the amount of information or misinformation that you see on social media. I mean, on Facebook, there's millions and millions of experts that know exactly what's going on and what should be done. How frustrating is that for you in the position that you're in, and also personally, and then also how do you best try to combat that?
The best way to deal with Facebook is not to log into Facebook. That is what I have done. So, you know, all the people that are, you know, bashing the health department, I'm not seeing it. So it doesn't affect me one iota. We still put out our good information on the health department page, but we really don't want people commenting on our posts and their opinions. They're free to share what we put on our Facebook and take it however you want and bash it on your own page. But we really are trying to restrict how much any kind of comment, good or bad. Our page isn't there to have dialogue. Our page is there to be informative only.
The voice you're hearing, that of Christine Stinson, the executive director right here at the Wayne County Health Department. Christine, we know you're very busy, but in closing, I would like to pick your brain. There's a lot of listeners out there. They're tired of being cooped up. They want to get back to their normal life. You know, they want these restrictions dropped. Is there a message that you've got for them? Maybe that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel. There really are. I am incredibly busy right now, as are everyone in healthcare and public health. No one wants this gone more than us. If wishes and prayers could get this gone, it would be gone based on mine alone. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Right now, we're working closely with ISDH and Reed Hospital for the deployment of the first phase of the vaccinations. And we're talking about getting shipments relatively quickly here in the next week to month. We're going to see that first wave of the vaccine coming in to our community. It will go to a very limited population. It will go to our frontline workers and direct care employees at long-term care facilities. But it's starting to roll out. You know, once we can get widespread vaccination of this, you'll start seeing life return to normal. But I encourage you to stop looking at 2020 and all we've lost, and start looking at 2020 of what we've gained. And that's the quiet, intimate time with our nuclear family. It's the long walks that we've been taking with our husbands, our wives, our dogs, our, you know, our children. And look at 2020, the time that we reconnected in quiet space with our family.
Well, Christine, again, we know you're very busy. We just want to thank you for all the work you've been doing there at the Wayne County Health Department on this fight against COVID-19. So thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hey, I appreciate you guys talking to me and keeping talking about this. I want to thank the National Guard for being here for us. I want to thank my entire staff. It's been a tough year for public health. And without the help of the National Guard, I'm not sure Wayne County understands just how much they've given to us. So I appreciate them.
Which just goes to show that there's no one hero. This is something that we're going to all have to do together.
Team effort.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Christine.
Thanks, Christine.
We'll be talking to you soon, okay?
Thank you.